Relay FM members, thank you so much for your continued support of what we do here, whether you support Connected or any other show. My name is Mike Hurley. I'm joined by Stephen Hackett and Federico Vitici. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Thunder... No, I don't have a name for this yet. So what we're doing is a new thing that I've been cooking up. I don't really know why I want to do this, but I do. It is a long-running quiz show, which I will host, putting Stephen and Federico against each other. The beauty of this quiz, if you'd call it that, the beauty, I mean, it is a quiz, is that this can happen at any point. Sometimes we may plan for there to be a quiz segment on a regular episode. Sometimes we may plan for a quiz segment in a member episode or as part of Connected Pro, which is our members version, which is available for Connected. Go to getconnectedpro.co if you haven't got that already. Or it may pop up randomly in the middle of an episode. I may have a question for you.
God.
I may have one question. I may have 20 questions. We will see. So today is round one.
Oh, this is emotional terrorism.
So this is starting today.
Starting today.
And then it may just happen, like I may be summoned randomly to answer questions.
I have considered, depending on how this goes, I might just ask you in an iMessage and we'll report the results.
Oh my
later
God.
On
Will
to our listeners.
Call me at night?
Maybe.
He's going to knock on your door.
Oh I'll God. Send you mail. Could be anyway. But this is,
hey,
I want to create a multimedia experience here for Connected listeners. Basically, this is like I'm turning this into like a gotta catch 'em all thing, right? Like, you want to be a listener, you also want to be a member, because sometimes the score's going to change. If you haven't heard it, the score's different. Why is the score different? You missed out. Today, the first round of the quiz, by the way, the quiz is going to take different forms. I haven't worked all of this out yet. All I know is it's happening and it's beginning now. Today, I have 20 questions.
20 questions?
20.
These are all focused on WWDC history. That is what we are aiming for today.
Oh, I'm going to suck at this. I'm going to lose.
Yeah. Because leading up to where we are right now, we are leading up to WWDC, so I thought it would be good. Now, I've got a few things I want you to know here. There will be questions that I think Stephen will know the answers to. There are questions I think Federico will know the answers to. There are questions that I think you both may, and there are questions that you will not be able to know the answer. It is to whether either you are A, lucky, or B, whoever gets closest to what I'm looking for. I will be asking questions, and I will be asking for you both of your answers in turn. Once I get both of your answers, I will say which is correct. You can both score, right? Like, it isn't like a who comes in first gets the point kind of thing.
Okay, good.
And I am hoping for two things from you. One, that you won't hear someone's answer and change your own, right? Mm. So looking for that honesty. And two, no Googling.
Okay. Right.
Not that I thought you would do it, but I just need to say it so the listeners know that that's out there.
Yeah, right? We will be men of honor, because that's what you do
that.
When you're in a battle to the death.
Exactly. Also, this is a currently unnamed quiz show. Like, currently this is just the Connected Quiz. I want to come up with a better name, but I don't have one yet. So for now, this is just the Connected Quiz. I have a Google Sheet that I have made, which is a scoring document that will not only score this quiz, but then we'll have master scores for future quizzes.
You've been busy.
This is only for me to see. I'm very excited about this. I'm incredible. I have been looking forward to this for 2 weeks. I have been so excited. Do you want to get started?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Question one. In which year did Stephen attend his first WWDC?
Like, is Federico? That a question for... Okay.
If both of you are answering.
First... attend with the ticket?
In person. No. When did he first go? I should have been clear about that. Very, very good clarification. Which year did Stephen first travel to California
okay.
to be in and around WWDC?
Okay. Okay. I am going to say 2011.
Okay. Stephen?
2013.
It's 2013 is correct. Stephen is correct. It's also my first WWDC.
Yep.
Okay.
iOS 7.
Yep.
I think that was that year.
It was in Moscone. Yep. It was mm-hmm. one of the old San Francisco ones.
Yes. We had a hotel that I misbooked and we had one bed, but thankfully they could change it to two beds for us.
That was very thankful. Was that when you bought the hotel and I think flights when you were in a cabin somewhere, or was that another year?
I was in Florida at Disney on my son's Make-A-Wish trip.
Yes, it was Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a later one where you were away.
Yeah, it never happens at a good time.
Question two. In which year did Federico attend his first WWDC? Mm-hmm. As in, again, being there. However, I think Federico has always been to the conference, so I don't think mm-hmm. that's too much of an issue. Stephen, I'll come to you first.
2016.
Okay, Federico?
Yeah, it's 2016.
2016, that's a point each. So boom. Stephen has taken an early lead at 2-1.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it will last. I feel like you're luring us into easy questions with hard ones coming.
Oh, yeah, it starts right now. Question three. How many streaming radio services have Apple announced at a WWDC event in the last 10 years?
What?
I'll read that again. How many streaming radio services has Apple announced at a WWDC event in the last 10 years? Federico, I will come to you first.
10 years, so starting with 20... Mm-hmm. 12 to 2022. Streaming radio services.
Streaming mm-hmm. radio streaming.
Well, technically, this would be 2011 to 2021, right? Because
right, I'm, right.
You know, or like however you want to look at it, but you can count it from 2011 to now. But there hasn't been one at WWDC yet.
Streaming radio.
Mm-hmm. You will get a tip of the hat. No extra points.
At WWDC.
Uh-huh.
Well, can you repeat the question?
I will. Yeah, I know this is complicated. You're going to have to settle in for these kinds of questions, boys.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you will get a tip of the hat from me if you can name them. There's no extra points, but just like a, you know, you will get a like a nod from me. How many streaming radio services has Apple announced at a WWDC event in the last 10 years? I'm going to ask you for an answer, Federico.
Well, I'm going to say just one.
Okay.
Beat one.
Okay. Steven?
I'm going to say two. So there's like Apple Music stuff, but there was like some streaming radio stuff in the iTunes days. I don't know if it would have been WWDC, but I want to answer differently than Federico. So I'm going to say two.
The answer is two.
Oh!
Damn it.
Apple Music Radio in 2015.
Ha ha!
And iTunes Radio in 2013.
What is iTunes Radio?
Exactly.
They had a streaming music service where you could play music called iTunes Radio. Now, this was not stuff that you owned, and you had very little control over it. But it was the precursor to Apple Music.
If this game is about Apple history, it's already rigged in Steven's favor.
Like, well, that's what this is. This is the thing.
I mean, iTunes Radio.
Hold on, Federico. Hold okay. on. I have picked that question. I expected Steven would know the answer. There are history questions later on where I'm expecting you to know the answer. And okay. starting with our next question, there's no way that either of you will know the answer to this. It's okay. best guesses. All right. I tried my best to stack
okay.
this.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, iTunes Radio, believe it or not, was in 2013. It's just two years before Apple Music Radio.
Wow. I have no memory of this.
No one does. I did not
remember it at all. That was something I found on Wikipedia and I looked it up. I didn't believe it was true, but it was true. Question number four, so you can see where this is going. How long was the WWDC keynote that featured Apple Music, including the musical guests? This is the entire runtime mm-hmm, of the mm-hmm. WWDC keynote
mm-hmm.
in 2015 when they announced Apple yeah. Music.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I just thought this one because this one to me felt, if I'm sure you both will agree, felt like a really long keynote, right? Like, that's the one where
I was going to say
like,
eternity.
That was horrific. I took this runtime from Apple's uploaded version on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, is it closest wins?
Yes.
I'm going to go with 2 hours and 45 minutes.
The runtime was 2 hours. 20 minutes and nine yes. seconds.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
I cannot believe you got that, Federico.
That's incredible.
I remembered
this number. I don't know why. I remember it was either 2 hours and 15 minutes or 2 hours and 20 minutes. I remember the tweets from a few people saying, like, it's been 2 hours and 20 minutes. I got to go to the bathroom or something.
It lasted so long.
This event was horrible. It was so bad. We were in a viewing party that Release Notes put on. And it was just one of those things where, like, I just desperately wanted to go use the bathroom, but, like, I didn't know when the right time to go was, because it was like, surely something's going to happen, but nothing did. Question 5, how long was the Apple Music segment of this presentation alone, excluding the musical guest?
Excluding the musical guest.
Yeah. So from the moment when the Apple Music portion begins to the moment when Tim is like, starts to do his roundup.
So just the music segment.
Just the segment where they show off Apple Music to the world. They introduce and demo Apple Music.
Yeah.
Including...
Without the music...
This was like, this included the ever-loving gif of Eddie Q, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, dancing.
It included the world learning about Bazoma St. John and her incredible presentation.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a demo. Yeah. So this is 2015. Okay, so let me think. This is 2015.
Yep. I'm going to go to Stephen first here, because Federico, you answered first last time.
I'm going to say 40 minutes.
Okay. And again, I will go closest. I mean, we're not doing prices right rules. It's just closest.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 32 minutes.
35 minutes and 1 second.
Oh.
So that is a point for Federico.
Yes.
Something I'd forgotten, and it makes me so mad to think of it now. This was a one more thing. Segment.
Boo.
They introduced this 35-minute demo of a mm-hmm. music streaming service at WWDC with a one more thing.
It was not their finest choice in programming.
So at that point, WWDC, that keynote had been going on for 1 hour and 50 minutes. And they were like, you want some more? No, I don't. Okay, the next 5 questions is a fill-in-the-blank round.
Wow.
I have taken the titles of 2021 sessions from WWDC, so sessions from the 2021 WWDC session list. I will read the title and say blank. You have to tell me what the word is.
Okay.
Question number 6, this is the first of these. Accelerate machine learning with blank performance shaders graph. That is...
Wait,
say that again. Yep, I'm going to give this to you as many times as you need, all right? Accelerate machine learning with blank performance shaders graph.
Performance shader graphs?
Performance shaders graph. Yes, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Is there a comma in there?
Accelerate machine learning with blank performance shaders graph.
I'm going to say metal.
Federico?
You
are allowed to answer the same, right? Like, I won't think you're cheating if you do that. I just want to say that because obviously this is just one
with
word
stuff. Blank performance?
With accelerate machine learning with blank performance shaders graph.
I'm going to say high.
The answer is... metal. Steven gets
damn
a point.
Yes. Okay.
This was accelerate machine learning with metal performance shaders graph. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
That doesn't make it any clearer.
That is just a soup of words.
Yeah.
Question 7. Build light and fast blank blank. This is 2 words. Build light and fast blank blank.
Build.
And this is Federico to answer first.
Build light and fast.
Blank blank. It's 2 words.
Light and fast.
Build light and fast, blank, blank.
iPad apps.
Okay. Steven?
App clips.
App clips it is.
Okay.
Wow, I wasn't expecting this.
Fast. I was like, what were they talking about that was speedy?
Right.
My hope here was that both of you would have forgotten about app clips. That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Okay.
Question 8. This is, by the way, so far... Steven 5, Federico 3. That's the points as it goes so far. Question 8. Create custom audio experiences with blank.
Just one word?
Going to you first, Steven. Yep. Create custom audio experiences with blank.
custom audio experiences.
Yeah, see, I want to answer spatial audio, but that's two words.
Correct. Unless spatial audio is one word.
Spatial audio.
Spatial audio.
Spatial audio.
Spatial audio.
I don't know. I'm just going to say, read it one more time.
Create custom audio experiences with blank.
I'm going to say Logic.
Okay. Federica?
Custom audio experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Is it create or build?
Create. Create custom audio experiences with blank.
I'm going to say Logic too.
I had hopes for you there, Federica. This was create custom audio experiences with Shazam Kit.
Oh,
Shazam Kit.
Shazam Kit.
Come on.
Who remembered that existed?
Wow.
I thought of the two of you, Federica was the most likely to get that one.
It's a deep and open framework.
So few developers use it. Okay.
All right. I mean, does anybody use it?
Can we talk about for a second? You found Shazam. It's a company. You get bought by Apple. Mm-hmm. And they take your entire company and just turn it into an API. Like, how does that feel?
Well, the app still exists.
Does it?
Yeah, you can still get the Shazam app, which is really weird.
It's built into Control Center, too.
I knew that.
And Siri, right?
And
but yet
Siri.
They still have an app. Don't know why.
Shazam Kit.
Shazam Kit.
Wow, this game is difficult. Okay.
It is.
Yeah, these five are really hard. It's really hard. Question 9. Explore blank-based car keys.
What?
Federico, I'll go to you first.
Explore?
Explore blank-based car keys.
Blank-based?
Mm-hmm. So it's blank-based, right? Explore blank-based car keys.
Car keys. Okay.
Which car keys, two words. Does that make sense to you? I always just figured car keys was one word.
No, two words, because you have house keys or studio keys.
Okay. This is a feature from last year. I'm going to say wallet.
I'm gonna say wallet as well.
You're both wrong. This is explore UWB-based car keys.
Ultra wide band.
Okay.
No.
UWB-based. I love that they actually call it UWB, right? So it's like explore UWB-based. Why not ultra wide band-based? Anyway, question 10.
Yeah.
Meet blank for macOS. This is for Steven.
Last year?
Meet blank for macOS. Yep, all from 2021.
So what did they add to macOS last year?
You tell me.
Catalyst was 2 years ago?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Catalyst. And Apple calls it Mac Catalyst most of the time. Say hello to blank for macOS.
Is that two words or one word? You know what I'm saying?
They style it as two.
Macatalyst. Macatalyst.
Macatalyst.
It's like a treat at McDonald's.
Macatalyst Speciodio, you know?
Widgets.
Okay. Federica?
Shortcuts.
Oh, come on.
It is shortcuts. Shortcuts it is.
Oh, I'm such a moron.
Well, I wouldn't say you're a moron. What did you say? Widgets? Yeah. Look, widgets was added too.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't last year.
Okay. What stuff was added? See what I'm saying?
Of course
this
it
is
was
a Federico
shortcuts.
Answer.
Yeah.
I was expecting Federico to get this one, and he did.
It's right in front of me. I literally have it open on my Mac.
Question 11. Blank for Mac.
Again?
And this is Federico first. Okay. No, so I picked these because of the inconsistency in naming. It is meet. Question 10 was meet blank for Mac OS. Question 11 is meet blank for Mac.
Blank for Mac.
Mm-hmm. This is for Federico.
Monterey.
Monterey is your answer?
No.
This is an interesting answer.
No.
Maybe it is.
Meet Safari.
Okay. Steven?
Meet blank for Mac. Gosh. Okay, so it's not shortcuts. That was last time. Federico, what did you say?
Safari.
I feel like they would have the version number in that, or like the new Safari. But again, I'm trying to remember what they added with Monterey.
Although now I'm second guessing my answer, and I have it. Well, I can't change it, so we'll see what the answer is.
I will come to you just for a tip to see if you got it right after Steven answers. I'll give you another shot. It won't be for points, but just for honor.
Just for, the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure widgets are new 2 years ago?
Meet blank for Mac.
Control Center's not new. Gosh, I don't know.
You have to ask for an answer, Steven.
I'll stick with widgets. Okay. I don't know.
Federico, what were you going to say?
Oh, so it doesn't count for points, right? But I was second guessing myself if reality composer was new last year.
Is that one word?
that's my doubt. Do they style it as one word or not? I guess not.
It doesn't matter because the answer is test flight.
Test flight. Okay.
Meet test flight for Mac. This was just weird for me because it was meet shortcuts for Mac OS, meet test flight for Mac. I shouldn't care about these things, but I do. All right, that is the end of the fill in the blanks round.
Okay.
We're going back to regular questions now. We're at 5-4 to Stephen. Okay. So Federico's pulling it back. Okay. So I will come to Federico for the answer here first. Which year was the first to feature the randomized ticket lottery? So this was when WWDC went from first come, first serve tickets, which I forgot was even a thing, to the randomized lottery system.
It used to sell out in like minutes.
2017.
Okay. Steven?
2017, I think, is when they moved to San Jose. Was that at the same time? I'm going to say... I think it was earlier than that. I'm going to say 2014.
The answer is 2014.
Boom!
Wow. Wow.
That was luck.
I was surprised you didn't get that, Federico, because you did it, right? You went in for the lottery, I think.
Yeah, but not in 2014, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, because his first one was
2016. Yeah, of course. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I got the numbers of the two of you mixed around there. So now on the same idea here, how fast did the tickets sell out for WWDC 2013? So this was the last year they did the first come, first serve. I am looking for an answer in seconds.
Oh, so we have to do math.
In seconds.
If we think it's 3 minutes, we got to do the math to 180 seconds.
I have the answer in seconds, but I won't say, I'm not going to tell you it's less than a minute. Could be more than a minute, less than a minute. Like, don't let that fool you. I'm looking for the answer in seconds.
So I feel like it's fast then, if you feel like you need to make that clarification.
Well, what I'm saying is it wasn't 4 hours, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. 90 seconds.
Okay. Federico?
I'm going to say 150 seconds.
The answer is 71 seconds. So Stephen gets the point.
Wow.
And this is why the next year they switched to a lottery system.
I remembered it being quick because it was like a deal, like if you were asleep in Australia, you too bad.
Yeah, 2012 was, I think, like 6 hours or something like that. Like it was hours.
To be fair, Mike, I think you, for future questions, you tipped your hand a little bit because I was thinking like half an hour. But then when you said
but I didn't want
seconds
that.
And like the over and under a minute, I thought, oh, it's got to be way faster.
I purposefully tipped my hand. I wanted an answer in seconds because I didn't want to do the math. Because if you said like 40 minutes and Federico was like 38 minutes and 40, like I didn't want to sit and do the math for it. So I wanted you to give me a seconds range, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
Because that would have taken too long. But
these questions are still very much in Steven's favor, by the way. Like old Apple history is very much
There's no way he could know it was 71 seconds.
No one can know.
You know?
Nah.
And also, here's the other thing that I'll say.
And also, he's been going to WWDC longer than me.
I picked specifically for these kinds of things, questions in which the two of you will have been very focused on the news.
Yeah.
Right? So you'll notice that was like 2013, 2014. I didn't pick stuff from 2011 here, right?
Right. You also haven't asked any questions about like what year was iOS 14 announced, right? So
question 14.
When was iOS 14 announced?
Which WWDC featured the announcement of Swift?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Federico, I'll come to you first.
Swift was. So it's Swift. I have this memory. So it's not the one where they announced APFS. Swift was iOS 8 in 2014.
Steven?
I know it was after iOS 7, but iOS 8 feels early. But also feel like Federico is going to know this. But my first answer before I heard his was 2015, so that's what I'll say, 2015.
The answer is 2014. Federico gets the point.
There you go. Mm.
Question 15 And I'll come to you, Stephen, for the answer first, as we're 7-5 in Stephen's favor now. Which iPad did Apple release at WWDC, and which year was it? They've only done it once.
Mm.
Which iPad? I want the model, and I want the year.
It was the 11-inch iPad Pro? No. 10.5-inch iPad Pro, because it still had the button. And that would have been 2016.
Okay. By the way, you have to get both to get 1 point.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Federico?
10.5-inch iPad Pro 2017.
It was the 10.5-inch iPad Pro, and it was at WWDC 2017.
No, man. Dang
now,
it.
Federico, see? See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Come on. Right. Now you got to give it to me now. Okay. Okay. All right. Who did I think would know that answer?
Federico.
The guy who got the review in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm fair. You're 7-6 now.
Mm.
Question 16. Federico, I will come to you first. WWDC 2019 featured two hardware announcements. Which products were they?
2019. So last WWDC in person. 2019. So that would be 20. Hold on. What year is it?
It is 2022 now.
Okay, so 2021 was iPadOS 15. 2020 was... Okay, so this is the year they introduced iPadOS. Two hardware announcements?
Two hardware products were announced during this WWDC in 2019. What were they?
Gosh, I have no idea. I honestly don't know. Gonna say, hold on.
This is incredible.
hold on. The Mac Pro and the Pro Display XDR.
That's your answer?
Yes.
Steven?
Yep, Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR.
It was the Pro Display XDR and the Mac Pro. Woo! The two products announced.
Well, thank God I remember, because I didn't bother to go to the demo area.
Oh, man. It was my only keynote I've ever been to. It was that one.
You're just drinking it in, you know?
Yeah.
I would have been disappointed if you didn't give me the answer. Question 17. In which year did Apple announce the ARM transition? Stephen, I will come to you first.
Yeah, that would have been 2020.
Okay, Federico?
2020.
That was indeed 2020, so you both get the point. It is 9-8 to Stephen. We have 3 questions left.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Question 18. What is the full name of the theater that we hosted 2 live shows in during the San Jose years of WWDC? I am looking for the name on the sign. This includes the 2 first names of the individuals.
Oh, come on.
Who
well,
paid for the theater.
Who's going first?
I may judge kindly on this one, because it is very complicated.
Yes.
So I may go for closest wins if there is a difference between the two of you.
Okay.
And I will be asking, I think, Stephen first on this one.
It's the Hammer Theater at San Jose Community College. That's as far as I can get.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
So it's can you make a note of that for me?
You mean like right now what I said?
Yeah.
All right, so I said...
Because if I'm going to do this closest wins, right?
The Hammer you Theater can text it to me. At San Jose Community College. All right,
Federico?
I texted it to you.
So it's that, but there's also the names of the 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try. I think it's the name of the couple, and I think her name is Susan Hammer. I'm going to try, but I don't remember the name of of the husband or brother, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and go with Philip and Susan Hammer Theater. Yeah, Philip and Susan Hammer.
Federico Vitici.
Yeah.
The answer is the Susan and Phil Hammer Theater Center.
You did research on it, remember, for the live show?
Yeah, but I just remembered Susan.
This was how I planned this one out. Steven signed the contracts.
Yeah.
Federico did the research.
Dang.
And this is why, like, it took me time to try and work out how I was going to answer this question, because it is listed differently everywhere. The outside of the building, the website, and the contracts all name this differently. So I had to pick one, and I liked the Susan and Phil Hammer Theater Center most. That's what's on the sign. We all have pictures of the sign.
Yeah.
That's what's on the sign. Susan and Phil Hammer Theater Center. We are tied now as we go into question 19.
Oh, no.
Ooh, oh, God. Okay.
19 of 20. Question 19 is, and I will be going to Federico first. What is the name of the location in San Francisco where we held our first ever live show at WWDC in the year of 2016?
I knew this.
This one is a pure memory test. I had to do a lot of work to try and find this one. I knew I wanted the answer.
It was a bar. I remember the place. Oh God.
Is this a closest wins kind of thing?
I will again say like I will judge it like that if there is a closeness thing like there was in the Hammer one, right? Okay. Like if the two of you are just wildly off from each other.
right? The zoo.
Or if you're just, like if you, you know, so I will make a decision on that when you give me your answers. I'm sorry to be obtuse, but like.
No, that's okay. No, I understand. This is a living, breathing thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I knew this name years ago. I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but I'm going to say Distortion or something like that.
Distortion.
That sounds too cool for us.
Steven.
I have no idea. Yeah.
The venue name has, I think the venue name has numbers in it, but I don't know what those numbers are.
That's good then.
So count that for me.
It has letters in it, but I don't know what the letters are.
It's got words. It is the something gallery, I think. What is it? It's named after the street it's on. I know it.
Okay.
It's the Mina Gallery.
I'm going to give you it.
Yes!
The full name is 111 Mina Gallery.
It does have numbers.
Yeah. Does have numbers in it. I think that you are close enough that I'm going to give you that.
I think what Federico's thinking of is what's the venue that Gruber used to use?
It was something Mint. It was a Mint Plaza. I don't remember the name.
Yeah. I'm going to use Google just for a second and see where he used to
do
his.
Yeah, it's isn't it also like the name of a song? The Mezzanine?
Mezzanine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mezzanine.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you were thinking like along those lines.
It's a Massive Attack song. Yeah. Okay.
So we have the last question. And it's at 10 points to 9 in Steven's favor. There is no tiebreakers because this is an ongoing thing, right? So, like, you can tie.
But what is the prize for winning just one of these? Do we get a Twitter account or anything?
You get the points for this one.
Yeah, you just get the points.
I will work out. My kind of thinking here is I may reset the quiz every year.
Mm.
But I haven't decided that yet. I need to see how this goes.
We're really just... pawns in your scheme, aren't we?
Yeah.
Come on, I did all the work to catch up until the very end, and then the name of the location. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Question 20. Federico, I will go to you second this time. Yes, Stephen first. Which year was the, quote, scooter year?
The scooter year?
The scooter year.
That was the first year in San Jose.
Was it?
So I'm going to go 17.
I don't think it was the first year. I think it was the second year.
Oh, was it the second year?
Or was it the third year? I don't think it was the first year. So I'm torn between 18 or 19. I'm going to go with 18.
At the end of the first round of the Connected Quiz... We are at a tie.
Yes.
The answer was 2018 was the first year that we all donned the scooters and nearly murdered each other. That was the scooter year. And this was the first round of the connected quiz. We now stand at 10 points apiece. I should note, by the way, for future quizzes, an answer may mean more than 1 point. This is another thing, by the way. The scoring system will differ from game to game, right? So there may be more on the line in future episodes. Who knows? And don't forget, this will be occurring all over the place. This would be member specials, connected pro segments, regular segments, maybe our iMessage chats. Who knows? You got to be there if you want to hear all the questions and all the answers in the connected quiz. Relay FM listeners, thank you so much for your support. No matter how you support us, it means the world to us. And we'll see you next time.
Incredible. Arrivederci.
Bye, y'all.